Does what we choose to preserve reflect our society, our culture, our values? Preservation Maryland is the second oldest statewide historic preservation organization in the country and works to preserve historic buildings, neighborhoods, landscapes, and archaeological sites through outreach, funding, and advocacy. Preservation Maryland Executive Director Nicholas Redding provides this commentary.
America's historian laureate Stephen Ambrose once famously declared that the past is a source of knowledge and the future is a source of hope. Love of the past, therefore, implies faith in the future. If anything, the story of Maryland is the story of the struggle to live out the true meaning of our creed. The events and moments that define this struggle and the story of who we are live on into the future in those buildings, landscapes, and objects left behind by our ancestors and into the culture they established. Our job as preservationists is to preserve these tangible links to the past and to make compelling connections between our past and our future. Looking back over 8 decades of Preservation Maryland's history, it's hard not to be filled with anything but optimism for our future. From its earliest days, we've been an organization that tackled big and bold projects. The list of what has been saved and protected reads like a condensed history of the state itself. It's a tale of individuals making history by saving history. It's also a story of grassroots activism, rising up to save places and stories that matter. And like most American preservation, it's a bottom-up affair, a democratic upsurge of support that causes organizations and bureaucracies to take note and take action. From the creation of the Maryland Historical Trust to the National Trust for Historic Preservation, individuals here in the grassroots of Maryland preservation made the difference. While we must always be mindful of the necessary balance between physical preservation and advocacy, we must never shy away from dirtying our hands. Without that balance, we as a movement cannot succeed any more than the Humane Society could succeed by solely focusing on legislation while ignoring the mew of the cat or the bark of the dog. To do this, we must be willing to tackle the complex and stand up for history threatened by reckless and well-funded forces. Never will our voices fall silent as the bulldozer readies its feckless blade. We must also connect the dots between those who love the places and experiences that make Maryland great and historic preservation. If you love the Ocean City Boardwalk at night, you are a preservationist. If you love setting sail on the bay at the break of dawn, you are a preservationist. If you love sipping a latte on Market Street in Frederick, you are a preservationist. Even if you just tag photos of roadside motels on Twitter, you're one of us. Our job is to make sure everyone understands these connections, from the talented restoration craftsman to the Marylander who loves to eat crabs and watch the O's. They are each in their own way appreciating an element of our culture. Preservation Maryland protects the best of Maryland. So must our motto read.
Learn more at preservationmaryland.org. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities, such as poetry and history, that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. I'm Phoebe Stein, Executive Director of the Maryland Humanities Council for WYPR, your NPR news station.